from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Iraqi leaders will begin a process Wednesday to select a commander who can serve as a central figure to better organize the various forces fighting Islamic State militants. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford said during a Tuesday visit to Iraq that the U.S.-led coalition needs one person who can speak with authority on the ground campaign in order to better provide support. Dunford said he would not describe the situation in Iraq as a stalemate and also would not be discussing specific timelines for any campaign. British police said one person was killed when a military jet crashed Wednesday near an airbase. The U.S. Embassy in London said the plane was a supersonic F-18 and that the Air Force said it was investigating. Cambridgeshire police said the plane took off from the Lakenheath airbase and says that there is believed to have been one person on board and there is one confirmed fatality. Cambridge Fire Services said its crew was called to farmland in Redmere in Cambridgeshire, about 11 kilometers from Lake Hirth, after reports of that crash. An Air Force spokeswoman said that the service was investigating but provided no further information. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad returned home Wednesday after making a rare trip to Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. They discussed the Russian military campaign backing Assad's army that began 3 weeks ago. In his comments that we hear here during Tuesday's meeting in Moscow, Assad thanked Putin for Russia's help and said that without it, terrorism would have spread to more areas. This is VOA News. Two Chinese diplomats were killed and another injured during a shooting Wednesday at a restaurant in the central Philippine city of Cebu, according to local police and news reports. Consul General Song Ronghua was injured and two of his staff were killed in that shooting at the Lighthouse restaurant, according to police. So far, no motive for the attack has been given. The European Commission ruled Wednesday that Starbucks and Fiat benefited from illegal tax deals with the Dutch and Luxembourg governments in cases with major implications for the taxation of multinational companies. The European Competition Commissioner, Margriet Vestager, ordered the Netherlands to recover 20 to 30 million euros in back taxes from the U.S. coffee shop chain.
The tax rulings have artificially reduced the tax burden of both companies, and this is illegal under EU state aid rules. These secessions send a clear message. National tax authorities cannot give any company, big or small, large or powerful, an unfair competitive advantage compared to others.
Meanwhile, Starbucks immediately said it would appeal, echoing the Dutch government and accusing the European Union executive of significant errors in its assessment. Meanwhile, Fiat denied receiving any aid from the Luxembourg state. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is meeting Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He's trying to calm a wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Talks in Ramallah follow Ban's meeting Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, during which the UN chief spoke of the danger of allowing an escalation into a full religious conflict with potential regional implications. The Vatican denied Wednesday an Italian media report that Pope Francis has a benign brain tumor. This is the chief Vatican spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi.
A proposito di una notizia che circolava da questa notte e che quindi diciamo.
He says the circulation of entirely unfounded news regarding the health of the Holy Father by an Italian newspaper is gravely irresponsible and unworthy of attention. Meanwhile, Pope Francis later held his weekly general audience before tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. He was due to return to a three-week gathering of Roman Catholic bishops from around the world, which he has been attending to daily. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.